bunch of running backs. How do you – Ivory's obviously doing a little bit better. How do you factor in all their playing time?
You know, I think it's obviously something you got to be prepared for, whoever's ready to go. And whoever is the hot hand is who you're going to want to feed. I think it's every week you always have to prepare for who's going to be the guy. I mean, you always have to have different plans for personnel because injuries can happen at any time. And with not a lot of guys out there on the field, just when you dress every Sunday, you always got to be ready to maneuver and do different stuff. I mean, when you lose two guys like we did in the game, you're like, oh, okay, what are we doing next? So, but yeah, you just always, that's part of coaching. I mean, the whole idea is on the game, you got to make adjustments all the time with personnel, with what the defense is doing. And we had all those adjustments during this past game.
How do you assess Blake's game last week? Was it the culmination of some improvement? Was it a one-time thing? What do you assess?
I think the biggest thing with Blake, and I think anytime you're with a young quarterback, and we still all have to remember he is a very young quarterback, and once it clicks in your head, and once you understand exactly what you're trying to accomplish, it slows way, way down. I mean, I still remember the 2 years ago when I got here, and you know, you're like, oh gosh, this is gonna be a doozy, just from the lack of knowledge and understanding of what you're trying to accomplish with every play. And I think that was just one of those things that in that game he really saw and understood what we were trying to accomplish. And I think that you're always aiming for a quarterback to have a can't stop me mentality. I mean, that's what we're always trying to achieve. That's the only thing that's what I dedicate every moment to, is to allow Blake to go out there and not have any doubts or any questions from a protection standpoint to a route standpoint to where he's going to go with the ball. I want him to know what's happening before he's even touched the ball's in his hand. And I think that once you feel that way, then you can react when things break down or do others. And I think that was a good look at Blake feeling comfortable and having that can't stop me mentality. And it's fun because as a play caller, you now can kind of open it up and do all kinds of things because you know he's going to protect you and he's going to do the right things. And it just makes it a lot more interesting.
So what changed from the Houston game where it was anything but 36 rating to the Tennessee game where he couldn't be stopped? What was the difference from one week to the next?
I think, one, that's the beauty of football. I mean, there's always ups and downs. I mean, there's things, you look at quarterbacks across the league, there's veteran quarterbacks that go up and down. I think that, you know, whenever you have the opportunity to prepare and get a great grasp of what you're doing, I think he understood exactly what he wanted to do. I think that we got a lot of extra time this past week to work a little bit more with the wide receivers. I think he just felt better and better and more confident and confident. And I think that's kind of what he's been the whole time. The ratings are always kind of hard for me to look at because there's so many other things that potentially happen. You know, the pick that he threw at the very end there, the lack of a touchdown that we had in the red zone versus Houston. So that rating could have flipped in two plays. Take one interception and give that.
He needed 15 to 17 yards to get a game-winning field goal in Houston and couldn't do it. And yet here, anything he tried, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. He was comfortable. I mean, I think that he really went back there, and I think that he just had that mentality of I'm going to attack. And that's what you're always trying to get. And even when you get down, whenever you're going against a team, you want him to always have that, and you're always pushing for that. And for me, as a coach, you always feel like that because you know what's going to happen. You know where you want him to go. But it doesn't matter how I feel. It's how you can get him comfortable. And I think that's the step of a growth of a quarterback. That's why it takes quarterbacks a while at times. You know, that's why they need time to feel it and understand it and see it. And I think it was just one of those things. I mean, him coming on the sideline, he saw it. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. He had, just the conversations on the sideline were awesome. And I think that was just something that just showed up. And I think he had that. I guess my point is, from the Houston standpoint, I think he did have that to a certain extent. We just missed a couple of the big plays that could have flipped that game.
Do you have to rebuild that every week? Or is the genie out of the bottle? I mean, is there some momentum from that feeling that carries over to Indy this week?
I mean, obviously, felt great after that game. I mean, he felt great after that game. It's been a while since he's, you know, everybody's told me it's been one of his best games. And, you know, for me, there's still so many things I think he can do better at, even when he does something like that. That's just naturally, you just always want every play to be perfect. But every week you have to rebuild, because every week you have completely different issues and completely different problems. Houston's defense gives you something completely different than Indianapolis. And I think that the more you go against those guys, the more comfortable you feel over and over and over again. And so I would say, you want it to keep going. You want to predict and say that it's going to work every time. But if you'd say that, then every quarterback would throw for over 300 yards every game. So I think it's just one of those things. We just got to keep pushing and keep on making him feel comfortable and more, and so that's more consistent. Because you're going to have some bad games. The idea is not to have a lot of bad games, you know. And I think just him understanding when to take a shot, when to check it down, when to run, when to do I mean, he had one when they dropped five guys, like they dropped everybody, they just rushed three. And we had talked about all week, hey, if that happens, don't panic. It's not a big deal. Don't force it. Just run. And he took off and ran and got 3 yards. And it's like, okay, that's okay. Blake's personality is, I want to throw the ball down the field all the time. And so you just, the more you can keep controlling that and let him understand that's a good play, you know, and those are the things that you want him to grow at. So he's just more and more consistent.
Did anything change for you? Did Doug call you and say, hey, roll the dice?
You know, Doug and I have been together for a long time, and I think it's, you know, I have a naturally I'm an aggressive guy when it comes to wanting to, you know, really push the ball down the field and do different things. And, you know, I should say there was definitely a comfort level with Coach Marone and him just always, you know, he's always pushing me to try to poke me and prod me. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep going. Let's roll. So I think that's always that was definitely a comfort level. And, you know, just from us being together for a long time.
On Bortles, for him to take the next step in year four, what does he need to spend the offseason doing?
You know, for me, it's every quarterback, I think, it's about familiarity with the system. You know, I think that that's always going to be a key thing. I mean, anytime you change something, it's like learning a new language. I've said that before. That's where it's always come from. I think anytime you have a guy that's been able, you can see that he's gotten familiar with stuff. He understands what he's looking for. He understands what he's doing, and you can teach and coach off that. And focus on fundamentals. Focus on, hey, it's not about what the play is. It's not about where the guys are going. It's now, hey, let's work on all the other things. And if things break down and so forth, instead of, hey, this is this play. This is what we're going to call. This is how we handle this. This is how. So it's just two different teaching progressions. So I think he's in the standpoint now that he can really kind of just work on his techniques. He can work on that. He's not going to worry too much about the system from the standpoint of if that stays the same. Besides that, you know, you just look at it and say, hey, he's just got to get better. Everybody's got to get better.
You've been through a couple of Black Mondays before. How do you not think about Monday when you still got a game to play?
Because it's a game in the NFL. I mean, this is the best job in the world, just like I said last week. I mean, to be able to have an opportunity to go out and call plays with this group of guys, it's always exciting, just like last week was an exciting opportunity. So I think you just focus on that. I mean, as coaches, you know, you live day by day. You know, I mean, you can't go past that next week regardless. I mean, because you've got such a large task at hand on Sunday. So, and there's so many things you can't control as a coach. I mean, everybody thinks that coaches control everything and we do everything, but there's a lot of different things that are out of our hands, especially on game day, especially after game day.
One more on Blake is there's that old adage, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But him surviving some of these parts of the season, do you think he'll be a stronger mentally? And
I mean, nobody has any clue what this guy has persevered through. I mean, no, I mean, it's like when I look at even just that first year as a rookie, having to come in and do what he did and the amount of hits he took, then having to change a system, and then having to, you know, still run around and make plays and take hits and not have success and have people question him and this and that, and the fact that that hasn't affected him and he keeps coming back and he keeps learning and he keeps pushing, is going to make him stronger, 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 stronger. And then to have what happened this year when you've lost another coach, you've got a different coordinator, so that's 3 in 3 years. I mean, for him to get through all that stuff and still push, and then to still see, wow, look at, he actually is getting better, or he's doing good things, and to have a game like that is just, I mean, it just shows the kind of guy he is and shows what he's capable of. And I think that that's just the way that he handles himself, the way he is. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, it's an exciting thing for him.
As a guy that's having to work on the footwork and the fundamentals as much as he has, and will in this offseason, should he be beyond that at this point, or is that going to be something with him that he's always just going to have to stay on top?
It's all quarterbacks. I mean, you talk to, you know, a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, every quarterback works. I mean, the best of the best go and they work on their fundamentals. They work on their footworks and stuff. I think, you know, it's about all the great quarterbacks. If you look, they've typically had the same systems, the same world that they've been able to master. So they've been able to work the same footwork for the same person over and over and over again. So I think that that's something that as he gets to develop that and get confidence in that, that's going to help him. So it's one of those things. It's a never-ending process for all quarterbacks is the footwork, the timing, the understanding of when do I run, when do I throw it, how do I get it on time, how do I anticipate it. So I think those are things that, you know, I mean, even the great ones, there's very few that master it to, you know, that nth degree up there. And but when you get him there, I mean, it's a fun game. It's a fun game.
Anything about him?
I'll tell you, 93 is a really good player. He's a very, very aggressive guy, somebody that we're going to definitely have to watch out for. And you know, they're stout up front. They're big, strong guys. And obviously, 21 is going to be a challenge. He's always been a guy that is an aggressive corner. So I think, you know, those two guys are guys we just got to have to kind of be aware of and know what we're doing. And it's funny. You look at the whole season. You look at this, and I even look at, you know, these past 8 weeks that I've been here. And you know, I really just think it's about us. I mean, I think it's about when our guys decide to get after it and our guys get angry and they play hard and they do what they're asked of. They're a pretty good football team, and we do some really good things on offense. And I think that's the exciting thing. And I think last week was one of those. And I think it's if we execute and they do what they're capable of, I feel like we'll have a chance, a real good chance.
So you've been calling plays for 8 games. What have you learned during these 8 weeks for yourself that you may apply to the future if you get a chance again?
You know, you learn stuff every day. This has been a challenge. It has definitely been a challenge. You know, I mean, I had a different system when I was at Buffalo. So I think that when you have to pick up the chips and call plays with a different system and different foundations, different things, it's always a little bit difficult when you're trying to kind of put things together. So that's been a big challenge, and it's given me a lot of things to think about. You know, when you have a system to tighten it up and what you can do to help, what things might have hurt, and just to be able to make things a lot more sound and how you'd want to go about teaching everything. And I mean, you learn stuff on how to be a great teacher every day. And I think that's something that that this has been a wild. I mean, anytime you have a week to get ready for your first game to call is rough. I mean, most guys get, you know, a solid off season, sometimes extra time and so forth. So we try to put it together as fast as we could. And, you know, I feel like the offense has gotten better to a certain degree. Not good enough, not where I want it to be or where these guys want it to be. But they've really worked hard. It's been great.
You went to A-Rob a lot early, and he was successful throughout the game. Where was that the last couple of weeks, and how did you get that back?
I think we had always planned to try to get to him. I think that, you know, A-Rob did some really good things to make himself, you know, he got open a lot. Blake was able to deliver it to him. I mean, the first play was great. I mean, he gets about 7 yards on just a nice little quick out there. And so I think that's anytime you can get those guys going, it's good. You know, you're always playing with fire when you're working with the pass game, though, because it's one of those things you might want to, hey, let's get A-Rob going. But if you have 3 incompletes, you now, from a play calling standpoint, put yourself in 2nd and 10 3 times. And sometimes that's something you're like, you know, I don't know. You know, so, but I think we're always trying to get the ball to A-Rob. I mean, he's a very good football player, and he's only getting better also, and he's a guy that's been awesome to work with. And I think that anytime you can get him involved, it's always going to help you, and we just got to continue to find ways to get it done.
Why did it take 6, or had you moved him around before? I mean, Doug said the other day that you know, moved him to Z and was able to get him involved more. Had you put him there before during the
We have done
that. Not as much?
Yeah, probably not as much. I think it's one of those things. Marquise Lee has done a really nice job. So I think you never want to take anything away from those other guys. You know, Brian Walters, all those guys have done good. And so you kind of wanted to get A-Rob because, you know, him being a young player too, you wanted to get him that comfort level of his position. And Marquise, like I said, he's done a really nice job. So you wanted to kind of attack with Marquise, and that's one reason why he's done good. And then I think, you know, last week we just kind of had decided, we're like, you know, we're going to add a little bit more to A-Rob's plate and move him around more. We had moved him around earlier, but just like you said, it probably wasn't a staple of what we were going to do. And I think that was something that I thought he did a great job adjusting to. I thought Blake did a great job understanding where he was going to be, and it was going to be different than the past. So I think that was just awesome to see them, you know, as you get to expand the offense and expand what you do with people. I think that's the thing that, you know, you get excited about, being able to game plan for that.